Good morning. High pressure overhead during the overnight period produced a clear cold night, and that's how we're waking up early this morning with widespread frost across most of interior New York and New England. Plenty of locations in the middle and upper 20s early this morning, others in the lower 30s. High and mid-level clouds are starting to move into the region from the west, and there's even the risk of a few spotty light rain showers, especially in the western Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills this morning. And with temperatures hovering near freezing for a couple of hours, we could have some spotty freezing rain causing a little bit of icing on area roadways, but especially the ramps and bridges and underpasses. So we'll watch for that early this morning. Otherwise, temperatures will climb quickly as a south wind increases ahead of this next front, and we'll be mainly dry through about lunchtime. Temperatures will climb quickly through the 30s and 40s and well into the 50s, some places even touching the 60-degree mark this afternoon, despite thickening clouds. As that front draws closer, scattered showers will become a bit more numerous later in the afternoon around trick-or-treat time and into the evening, but no widespread rainfall. And temperatures will hold steady in the middle and upper 50s through the trick-or-treat period. As we get into the night tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy and temperatures will drop back into the middle and upper 40s. That front will continue to pass through, then stall out just off to our south during the day on Thursday. This will produce mostly cloudy skies on Thursday afternoon with more scattered showers and temperatures in the lower to mid 50s. A strong wave of low pressure will then develop on the tail end of the front on Thursday night and head in our direction for the day on Friday. Skies will be cloudy to round out the week, and a strong southerly wind flow will push temperatures into the lower 60s, though, with numerous showers, periods of steady rain, perhaps even bursts of rain and rumbles of thunder as that wave of low pressure passes by Friday and Friday night. Another wave of low pressure will head our way into the early morning hours on Saturday to produce some leftover showers. Otherwise, skies will begin to dry out during Saturday afternoon with a northwest breeze, and temperatures will be back down into the lower 50s. A new area of high pressure will build in on Sunday with mostly sunny skies and highs in the lower 50s before we bounce back to the middle and upper 50s on Monday. Another system will head in our direction with a chance of showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a relatively strong cold front currently stretching from the Great Lakes to the Southern Plains will continue to usher in significantly colder temperatures into the central and southern high plains. Heavy snow, with totals locally over a foot, are expected for the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, crossing over into the Colorado-New Mexico border through today, with rain changing to snow for some of the lower elevations along the Front Range near and east of I-25. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 28 degrees with a northwest wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 16 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 29 degrees, the dew point 26, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.12 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with rain showers and highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 50 degrees, the low 31. The average temperature, 41, that's 4 degrees below normal. A trace of precipitation yesterday, 3.77 inches for the month, which is 21 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 35.65 inches for the year, which is 2.64 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 24 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 434 now for the month and 522 for the season, which is 104 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 73, set in 1946, and the record low, 18, in 1988. Sunrise this morning, 7:28 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:49 p.m. 10 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds and breezy today with scattered showers, especially this afternoon, with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with more showers tonight in the mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds and breezy today with a chance of a shower later in the day and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds and breezy today with showers developing during the afternoon and highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds and breezy today with a chance of a shower later in the day and highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds and breezy today with scattered showers, especially this afternoon, with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, lower to mid-50s. Rain likely Friday, perhaps some thunderstorms in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers Saturday, breezy turning cooler, lower 50s. Mostly sunny lower 50s Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds mid to upper 50s Monday, and a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers and highs near 60 on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.